And now we have time for one more question on today's broadcast of Answers from the Book. Why are we supposed to end our prayers by saying, in Jesus' name? Using the name of the Lord Jesus is more than just saying his name at the end of a prayer. It's certainly proper to approach the Father in Jesus' name, as we read in John 14, 13, and 14. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Along with that, let's also read John 16:23, which says, Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. From these verses and others, we can see the necessity of praying in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But using his name means more than making sure we say in Jesus' name at the end of our prayers. To approach God the Father in the name of his Son is to realize that our only access to God is through the Lord Jesus. Christ is the one and only mediator by whom we can come into the presence of God, as we read in 1 Timothy 2:5. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. In effect, the Lord Jesus has authorized us to use his name when we come to the Father with our petitions. We're told in Hebrews 4:15 and 16, For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Without fear of wrath or rejection, those who know Christ as their Savior can approach the Father in full assurance of our acceptance. When we use his name, we acknowledge our dependence upon the merit of his finished work on the cross and his ongoing work of interceding on behalf as our high priest. How important is the name of Jesus? Well, consider the words of the Apostle Paul in Philippians 2:9-11. God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. His is the name which is above every name. It's in the name of the Lord Jesus that we have salvation, as we read in Acts 4:12, we speak of the Lord Jesus, says, Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. It's the name of the Lord Jesus that we are to be gathered to for worship, fellowship, and study, as we read in Matthew 18:20, For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. It's when we are gathered to the name of the Lord that he promises to be in our midst. So it's very proper to pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, but let us all be aware of the privilege of approaching God in the name of his Son. It's an honor for us to be able to talk to God, and it is through his Son that we are given that honor. I've read of some who say that they silently acknowledge the name of the Lord Jesus in their prayers without using his name directly. To those, I would suggest that the Father loveth the Son, as we read in John 3:35. As such, the Father must love to hear his Son's name given the proper homage and place in our prayers. Whether we pray audibly or silently, let us speak the name of the Lord Jesus before the Father when we approach him.